Beckett's Radio, FM 104.6.
Lisa Beanie, you're back. Welcome.
Yes, I'm back.
I've got a question, a random question.
Okay.
Came to me 2 days ago, and I thought I'm going to ask Lisa Beanie that.
Mm-hmm.
We should point out that we're going to have a break in a minute. You're going to come back. We're talking about electric cars.
Yes.
Okay. So, but first of all, I heard this news the other day, and obviously we've been experiencing drought up and down the country.
Yeah.
And I think the South, including the Isle of Wight, were the first ones to put a hose pipe ban in.
Yes.
And then the other day, 2 days ago, they mentioned that Essex,
yeah.
Wessex. They said in Wessex they've now got a hosepipe ban, and it's the first time they've had a hosepipe ban in this area for 70 years. So my question is, what are they doing that we're not? Or is it a case of we get a lot more or a lot less dry weather than they do? Can't just be that, but what are they doing that we're not?
All water companies are independent and independently owned and run. So the fact that they've not had a hosepipe ban in 70-odd years perhaps suggests they've done a better job of looking after their infrastructure and running everything.
See, you put that in a really nice way. I thought I could put it in a way that is my grumpy way, but I think you've summed it up lovely. And I think, so what should we say to those other people that have had the, you know, they've had the water, but we've got the droughts. Southern Water especially, should we be saying to them, hey look, you either need to copy these lot or we need to get someone in that can do the job?
I think we need to get somebody in that can do the job. I was looking at sewagemap.co.uk this morning. We've had some rain. It's not been torrential. It's not what I would call an unusual amount of rain, but Southern Water already pumping sewage into our streams and the sea. The Isle of Wight Council has put out a warning this morning about not swimming at places like Gurnard and Benbridge. And I've just checked the map for our local area. And we have a lovely freshwater spring stream that runs through our garden. About half a mile or a mile down the road is a sewage treatment plant. And from there, this morning, for the last 3-odd hours, they've been pumping raw sewage into that stream.
Wow. I mean, all because of the system in place, it can't cope with the amount of rain that isn't like super-duper amounts. So, yeah, I think that, I mean, begs
there is something very, very wrong, and yeah. it needs sorting, because they're putting our bills up.
Yeah.
We pay more money now than we ever have for fresh water and sewage. The investment hasn't been there, and it needs to be. This can't carry on. I talk about Grange Farm, but this stream actually feeds out near the beach on Grange Farm. So today, looking at that, there's certain areas of the beach that I would not go swimming in, because I don't want to be swimming in raw sewage.
No, absolutely. What an absolute disgrace. But the more we think about it, the more angry we get, the more frustrated, cheated that we feel. But it just highlights when another company in another part of the country is handling things, doing things much better than in our own area. I mean, I say, it just begs the question, who do we have to speak to say, look, you should oink these out? They're obviously not knowing what they're doing. They're not investing enough in what they're doing. So, you know, we need to get rid of those and bring in some people that can. And obviously, there are people up and down the country that are doing a good job.
Yeah, we actually need a water regulator that has the power to do something, and something more than just fine a company. Because when you think about it, any company that you fine, they've got to find the money to pay that fine. And the only way they can do that, and the only way they get their money, is through the amount they charge us on our bills. So the money that they're fined, we end up paying anyway.
Yeah, you've annoyed me. Sorry, you've annoyed me, because they're taking my money as well for the fines.
But when you think about it, a water company, their income is from the bill payers. So any money they have to pay out, the only place it can come from is the bill payers.
Yeah. I mean, that is so frustrating. Watching your money go, you know, down the drain, so to speak. Because, yeah, okay, because they're so bad at what they do, they get fined and we end up, oh, that don't leave a good taste in the mouth, does it?
No.